Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
How about Post Malone grabbing an acoustic guitar and showing the world that he's super duper talented?
That was awesome.
It was amazing. And then I thought it was great that that guy from Hall & Oates went out there and sang with him. The guy, the Oates guy with the, yeah, wasn't that the guy with the mustache?
Yeah,
wasn't
sure.
That wasn't the guy from Hall & Oates?
No, it wasn't.
Or was that Red Hot Chili? This sounds like Red Hot Chili Peppers. Is that who it was? At first, I'm like, Anthony Kiedis, what has happened to you? Are you single-handedly trying to, all at the same time, bring back the bowl cut and the porn stash?
Yeah.
Wow.
Full much, bro.
Ambitious, my friend. Right. Very ambitious.
Waking you.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, so while we're on the subject, a 177-second survey, all things Grammy. So the way the 177-second survey works, it was the 60-second survey, and we went, no, that's just not
long enough.
No.
Yeah, but we'll attack a number of topics, or in this case, a number of related topics. Everybody gets to weigh in, and we'll try and get it all done in less than 3 minutes. 177-second survey starts now. Kayla, what was your favorite part of the Grammys?
Lady Gaga's acceptance speech for Best Pop
Duo.
Oh,
we're going to have to play that, though, and it's almost a minute long.
I got to thank God. Thank you for looking out for me.
Fast forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bradley, I loved singing this song.
Fast forward. I know what part you're talking about.
Yeah,
where
right.
She's talking about mental health and
yes,
all that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, that's
all.
No, I think that I thought that was really great.
So powerful, right?
It's so funny because she is... so over the top, right, that it could, that if you're not a true fan, you kind of roll your eyes and you go, oh, get over yourself just a little. But then she says something like that and you go, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You're brilliant. And we love her. We just love her. Favorite part of the Grammys?
The duet between St. Vincent and Dua Lipa, the One Kiss Mass Education mashup. The hottest thing I've seen on TV in ever. Oh, amazing.
Mm. I loved it because St. Vincent's super talented, and I was just, and it was cool with the mashup.
Really?
I see how we see it differently.
Yeah. You see
it. Well, Jess, favorite part?
When Alicia Keys brought out her homegirls, and Michelle Obama was one of them. That was awesome.
That was really cool.
Yeah. Especially when she said, music has always helped her tell my story. I love that.
Yeah.
I loved her for that.
I have a hard time choosing. Again, Gaga, Shallow, and I'm like, what are you doing? They're rocking it out, and she's squatting on the, you know, it's like, what are you doing? I can't pick.
You have to
pick.
I know, I have to pick. I'm killing it. Dolly Parton was really cool. Yeah, I'll go with that. The Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton.
What was your least favorite part, Kayla?
The Dua Lipa, St. Vincent mix. Terrible.
Katy Perry, stop trying to outshine Dolly Parton and oversing.
I'll go with you on that. I felt bad for her. That felt like the end for her.
She's done.
And what she was wearing on the red carpet was weird. Lil Jess.
I absolutely love Gaga, but I just can't decide whether she's acting or actually being truly authentic of herself. That's the part that's very confusing. So, I didn't
nailed
like that.
It.
38 seconds left. Who ruled the red carpet?
Oh, Miley Cyrus. I love that. Like, when she was walking in with her dad went super cash with, like, jeans and a hat, and then she was wearing a suit. It was awesome.
I want to change my favorite part of it to Miley Cyrus in general.
Okay.
Fell in love with her all over again. Best on red carpet.
Gaga showing up Seacrest on the red carpet by saying, hey, that's not a question.
I missed that. Best on red carpet.
Even though it was a typical style, I will say J-Lo.
BB Rexha. Bebe Rexha crushed it.
She looked beautiful.
And after all of those designers said they didn't want to, oh, we're done. Wait, I had one more question that we were not able to get to on the 177-second survey. For the record, Alicia Keys was much better than I thought she would be as the host. At first, I thought it was a bit bumpy, and then I thought she got way better as it went along.
I was a little worried because she was doing, like, twirling at the beginning. She's doing a lot of twirls. I'm like, what's happening there? Like, well, like she'd say something and then spin. And then yeah. I'm like, what's happening?
And it was a lot of, you know, like she'd introduce somebody. And it was like, this was what I was afraid of. Then there was this moment where she was trying to talk about a music mogul.
You know, everybody is out here shining, and I'm so proud to bring us together to honor this moment. Because music is what we cry to. It's what we march to. It's what we rock to. It's what we make love to.
Yeah, all right. Yes.
Yeah.
It's our shared global language. And when you really want to say something, you say it with a song. Am I right or am I right?
Wait, where did the thing? that wasn't the clip. Oh, I'm so bummed. No, she went to call somebody a music mogul and called him a Mongol. you know, but that's because you don't read a prompter every
right.
day.
No.
That kind of thing. And as it went along, I liked her more and more.
She was mellow. Mellow, sweet. And then at the end, though, I will say this. I thought she was stoned.
That was my question. So, this was the question okay. that I probably should have asked off the top. Was Alicia Keys stoned as she hosted the Grammys last night? Spence says yes.
And towards the end, her last thing, she was squinting at the teleprompter, and she just looked like she was not feeling any pain.
Yeah, because she went, I've got one break left.
Yep.
I've got one last thing I've got to do. Oh, you have to. So what do I have to do here at the end? Just go out and say goodnight. All right. Was Alicia Keys stoned?
No, she wasn't.
Was Alicia Keys stoned?
No. That's just who Alicia Keys is. She's relaxed. She's no makeup. Yeah. She's chill.
I will give you this. The two piano bit, she was barefoot the whole time. I thought it was pretty cool.
Was she?
I didn't even notice that.
I'm like, she's barefoot. And then that led me to believe later that she also was stoned.
Twitter was great. Is Alicia Keys always like this, or is she just really effing stoned? Alicia Keys, she's simply beautiful, glowing, and completely stoned. Who's your supplier, Alicia? I want some of that. She has a great voice, but I've never seen a more permanently stoned look on a human being's face outside of Spicoli on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Can someone please hand Alicia Keys some toothpicks to prop her eyes open? She's so stoned she could barely keep them open.
Was Alicia Keys stoned to you?
No, because I know better, and she's just that way. I think it's just residual.
Yeah.
You know, but God bless her. She's so laid back and really so positive always.
Yeah.
She is.
She did one of the cutest. Remember they call them an artist ID. Hey, this is Alicia Keys. And I think it was an old school morning zoo one.
Yeah.
You listen to Morning Zoo, a 98.5 KLUC. You see? And then she giggled because she thought
she was
funny.
Adorable.
It was adorable.
It really was.
You know, when it was very real. How in the world is Alicia Keys so laid back while hosting a live award show watched by millions? I'd guess she's stoned, but she's too on key. Album idea. Alicia Keys gets stoned and covers all of my favorite songs. So I don't know. I just think that's kind of how she goes through life.
Yeah.
And all in all, I'll give her a solid A-.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good job.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
And by the way, did the Grammy Awards not just completely whoop the Super Bowl's butt when it came to commercials?
I'll agree with that, yeah.
At least for the first, like, 2 hours.
Okay.
The commercials were really good for the first couple of hours. And then it just kind of fell off. It's like they ran out of all the good ones.
The new Pepsi commercial with Cardi?
Oh. Yeah. Where everybody's going, oh, can you?
No.
Do it. Stop it. Can you, Lil Jess?
No, I can't.
Come on, try.
At least you put in more of effort than Spence. So.
By Chewbacca.
Everything turns into his Chewbacca.
And Cardi B.
I don't want to put any pressure on this because there's a pressure enough. Valentine's Day is on Thursday. Because tonight I want to learn all about the sea. If you don't mind, can we show prep while we're on the air right now?
Yeah.
Thursday, I think that we should all, the three of us, and I'm sorry, little Jess.
It's all right.
But we should all write and read on the air and take it seriously, funny guy over there.
Okay. What am I writing seriously about?
Tell. I can just tell. But we'll get two sentences in and I'll just go on to something else with this one. We should all write love letters to our significant other.
Oh,
and read it on the air. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 30 seconds, Max.
Okay. But then I can't make little inside jokes. So I gotta.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I fully expect a dirty limerick from you. That's fine.
Make sure we understand. My wife will punch me in the face if I did something like that. I don't do that.
Well, I would love for you to just one time try and take it seriously.
He's all mad.
He's like, oh, whatever.
What do you want me to do? It's not me. You're asking me to be somebody I am not.
Whatever. I don't really have a comeback for that. Because I'm like, in my head, I'm batting it back and forth going, he's kind of got a point. Yeah. All right. Masked Lover, round two. On Friday, we talked to Steve.
We sure did.
Like Steve.
Okay, you got to give Alex a shot here, okay?
Yeah, what? He can hear you. Can't you hear him? Can't you hear her, Alex?
Yeah, I definitely can.
Well, you better step it up then.
Yeah, he knows what he's getting himself into.
I'm nervous now. All I heard was someone's supposed to propose on Valentine's Day.
No, that's not you.
No, that's not you.
No pressure.
I mean,
do what you want.
Oh, you didn't know?
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. Gosh, I thought somebody explained that to you. Dang. So here's the deal. We've pre-screened coming in. We're selecting one to present to little Jess, and if they make the cut, they go to the final round. Where then we will decide who gets to go on the date with Lil Jess.
Okay.
So here is Alex. Last time, too, if you missed this on Friday, we thought that Lil Jess would ask all the regular questions. You know, the normal stuff you would want to know from somebody that you might be going out with.
How tall are you? You know, stuff like that.
All the normal stuff. Lil Jess took it weird. We thought we were the ones that were going to do the weird questions. I Googled old school dating game questions for inspiration. Right. Ended up not needing it. It was like, I ended up being the one that went, hey, dude, do you have a job? You know what I mean? So, Lil Jess, you take this wherever you want. We'll fill in the blanks.
Okay. All right, Alex. So, what do you think about stepping into a relationship with someone who has a child?
Well, I love children, and children love me. I like kids. I mean, I don't have a problem. I would like kids of my own one day, so then it's kind of like, is that okay with you as well?
Yeah, definitely.
Pop it out a few more little Jesses.
a few little Alexes, and we're all good.
Okay.
A few. What, how many is a few?
I mean, we can keep going. I don't know.
So there's no more left.
Jess is 80 later on, and she's just keeping it going.
The old Michael Jackson song that they put in that commercial now, "Don't Stop Till You Get Enough."
There you go.
How funny! Have you ever dated someone with children?
I have.
And how'd that relationship? How did it go? More, do you have any ups or downs about it?
You know what? There was nothing. They had more than one kid, and the kids were great. The relationship didn't work out because of other reasons. I love the kids. They were good kids. Had nothing to do with the kids.
So he has experience in this arena.
Yeah, he does. That's good.
That would be a bell ringer for me.
All right. Okay.
Bring that bell in here. I'll ring it.
All right. Just one more before I really, really want to ring that bell. If you died today, what would be your greatest accomplishment?
Oh, that's good.
Ooh. Gosh, that is a tough one.
We'll give you some time.
Oh. You know what? I don't know. Maybe this is too simple, but I'm very proud of myself for being the first in my family to finish college. So.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Nice. No, that's great. Congratulations. That's yes.
Slow clap, medium clap. That's amazing. No, that's really, really good. How tall? You're 6'3"?
6'3".
Alex, how tall are you?
Wait, who's 6'3"?
Me.
Oh, wow. No, I'm 5'10".
Okay, not bad.
Do you have any issues with dating a taller woman?
I've never dated anybody that's 6'3", but I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
How do you describe, Alex, your body type?
Ooh.
I go to the gym 6 days a week and lift very heavy things. So.
Well, you might just have one more heavy thing to lift. So, since you go to the gym 6 days a week, how do you feel about dating someone who's plus size, but I also do go to the gym?
Well, I was going to say, do you go to the gym? Because that's what's important to me. As long as we can go to the gym together, we can work out together, that's good time spent right there.
Awesome. So you could definitely help me achieve my goals then and be my buddy.
For sure.
Cool. Ooh, all right. Well, that one, that
ring
one's
the bell.
Winner.
Ring the bell. Do you have a job?
I have two jobs.
Do you have a car?
I have a car.
Do you have your own place?
I have my own place.
Is your baby mama still living with you?
No baby mama.
See, that's a trick question. Trying to trip him up. Kayla, do you have anything?
No, I mean...
Spence?
Yeah, how long are you willing to sit in agony before you'll get up to get the remote on the other side of the room?
I have one of those, like, Alexa devices, like, hey, Alexa, turn on the TV.
Smart. Yeah. Savvy.
So we got like that taken care of. It's good.
All right. Honest, I am so hot for Alex.
Yes.
I just am. Oh, this isn't about
no,
me.
No,
I'm so
no.
I'm so sorry. No, Spence, you in?
Yeah, I like
good.
Alex.
Kayla,
good
you in?
Day. I'm in.
Lil Jess.
I think Steve has some competition.
Will
Alex
you ring
is
the
in.
Bell for
yes.
Alex.
Yes.
Alex is in. Yay. He's to the next round. All right, buddy. We will talk to you. We haven't decided either Wednesday or Thursday. Probably Wednesday, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Like Alex.
Yes, yeah. I do.
And I like Steve. This is so hard.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.